واهتدى بهديه إلى يوم الدين أما بعد. حياكم أخواتي إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من مدارسة العقيدة الإسلامية الصحيحة. Dear brothers and sisters, you are welcome to this new session of the proper Islamic belief. ولا نزال مع كتاب فضل الإسلام لشيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. And we are still continuing with the book of the virtue of Islam, which was compiled by شيخ الإسلام محمد بن عبد الوهاب رحمه الله تعالى. ونحن اليوم مع باب جديد، وهو باب ما جاء أن البدعة أشد من الكبائر. باب ما جاء أن البدعة أشد من الكبائر. And today's chapter is the chapter of which is titled by worse than the major sins. والمقصود بيان خطر البدعة. والمقصود بيان خطر البدعة. حيث أن البدعة كبائر الذنوب، the meaning of this title is that the بدعة is worse than the major sins. وذلك أن مرتكب الكبائر knows and believes that it is a crime and a major sin which he has to to stay away from. بينما صاحب البدعة يعتقد أنه على حق ويتقرب الله عز وجل ببدعته. An innovation upon a bid'ah He believes that he is upon the truth, upon the haqq, and he wants to seek the closeness of Allah Ta'ala through this bid'ah. صاحب المعصية يفعل المعصية وهو يتوارى عن الناس كالذي يزني أو يشرب الخمر أو كذا، على الأقل يتوارى عن الناس الذين يرى أنهم ذو فضل وأنهم لا يحبون هذه الفعلة، ولذلك هو يتوارى منهم. The person who is upon a sin, a major sin, he believes that he is, if he doesn't believe that it is halal, permissible to do, which is of course kufr, but if he doesn't believe so, at least when he does his sin, the like of adultery or drinking alcohol or something like that, at least he does it hiding it from the people, at least the people that he knows or he believes that they are people of respect and honor and like that, and he knows that they don't like these things from him to be done. أما صاحب البدعة فهو يجاهر ببدعته ويصدح بها ويدعو إليها ويوالي ويعادي فيها، لأنه يعتقد أنها قربة إلى الله تعالى. While the person who is able to innovation, this person practices it openly and calls, this is the way to please Allah Ta'ala. So he's not feeling shame of what he is doing. Not like the one who committed the sin, even if it is a major sin. من البدعة warned against the بدعة in the Quran and in the Sunnah. ليست كلها قط. وعن سم أدرس وجل يقول محذرا من البدع: وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله. And whatsoever Allah Ta'ala, whatsoever the messenger came to you with, then take it. And whatsoever he forbids for you, then avoid it. وهذا يعني أن ما لم يأتي به الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يجوز لنا أن نأخذه. And this essentially means that what Allah Ta'ala, what the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم did not come to us with, then we are not allowed to take or to worship Allah with. ويدل على ذلك قول الله تعالى: قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم. Say, if you claim that you really love Allah and your deeds are sincerely for Allah, then وقد استدل الشيخ رحمه الله آيات 48 and 116 of سورة النساء to prove this thing, وهو أن المعصية تحت مشيئة الله تحت مشيئة الله. وأما البدعة كما قال الإمام مالك اعتراض على الله واتهام لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. He used this ayah to prove that the sin is the innovation, because the sin is under the will of Allah. If Allah Ta'ala was to punish the one who does it, it will punish it. While if he subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to forgive, Allah will forgive. Different from the bid'ah, then he hide some of the sharia, or at least he may think that uh, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam did not know what can bring us closer to Allah. لذلك كانت البدعة أخطر من المعاصي. And that's why the bid'ah is considered to be more dangerous than the disobedience. ونبينا صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول إن الله احتجر التوبة عن كل صاحب بدعة حتى يدع بدعته. فذي الله تعالى has prevented the bid'ah, the tawbah, the repentance of the person who commits a bid'ah. Until he is bid'ah from it. وهذا يعني أن صاحب البدعة لو زنى أو سرق أو أي شيء من قم في التوبة. لماذا؟ لأنه على هذه البدعة وهي مانعة من قبول توبته. So, if this person who commits an innovation, cheating, backbiting, slandering, lying, killing, whatsoever of the haram, of the sins, minor or major, and then he felt sorry for that and he feels sorry for that and he wants now to repent. His repentance from this sin is not going to be accepted until he leaves his bid'ah. That means if he dies upon the bid'ah, all the sins are going to be found in his record and he's going to be punished for. من هنا يأتي خطر البدعة. From here, the danger of bid'ah comes. قال الله عز وجل في هذه الآية من سورة النساء إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به ويغفر ما دون ذلك لمن يشاء. Verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him in worship, but he forgives except that anything else to whom he wills. وقد قال الإمام ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى عقب هذه الآية عند تفسير هذه الآية عن إمام ابن كثير said when he came to interpret this ayah. الدواوين عند الله ثلاثة. The records before Allah are three types. One record that Allah Ta'ala does not ديوان لا يترك الله منه شيئا. And one record that Allah Ta'ala leaves nothing of it. وديوان لا يغفره الله. And this one does, which Allah Ta'ala never forgives. ثم قال: فأما الديوان الذي لا يغفره الله، وبدأ من الأخير. He said, I for the one, as for the record, that Allah forgives nothing of it. فَالشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ فَالشِّرْكُ بِاللَّهِ It is associating with Allah Ta'ala in worship. Setting our partners with Allah in worship. قال الله عز وجل إن الله لا يغفر أن يشرك به. And then he brought this ayah, verily Allah forgives not that partners should be set up with him in worship. وقال في آية أخرى إنه من يشرك بالله فقد حرم الله عليه الجنة ومأواه النار وما للظالمين من أنصار. And he, Allah Ta'ala said in another ayah, verily he who should set partners along with Allah in worship, then Allah Ta'ala has forbidden the Jannah for him. And his place to dwell is only the fire. And the oppressors have no supporters. وأما الديوان الذي لا يعبأ الله به شيئا فظلم العبد نفسه فيما بينه وبين الله. As for the record of sins that Allah Ta'ala does not care about is the record of the oppression from oneself against himself, of abandoning whatsoever is for Allah Ta'ala, the like of كما قال من صوم يوم تركه أو صلاة فإن الله يغفر ذلك ويتجاوز إن شاء. As for leaving one day or breaking the fast in one day which is obligatory to fast, yani not being found fasting on that day, or a salah, a prayer that he left, he did not pray, so once he repent, Allah Ta'ala forgives. Even if he dies without any repenting from it, still according to many the like of Ibn Kathir, Allah Ta'ala wills, Insha'a. وأما الديوان الذي لا يترك الله منه شيئا فظلم العباد بعضهم لبعض. القصاص لا محالة. القصاص لا محالة. While the third record, which Allah Ta'ala leaves nothing of it, is the record of the oppression from one another. Then, the judgment must be set up. والعلماء يقولون حقوق العباد مبناها على المشاحة وحقوق الله عز وجل مبناها على المسامحة، يعني فيما دون الشرك. علماء say the rights of people are set up upon يعني selfishness or upon judgment, yani they have to give the rights to the others or punishment. While the rights of Allah, yani the rights of Allah upon the slave, other than the tawheed and shirk, other than this other than that, is based on forgiveness, if Allah Ta'ala wills. ولذلك فينبغي على الإنسان أن يحذر من أمور البدعة يا إخوان. And that's why the person needs to be aware of bid'ah, not to not to commit any bid'ah or come close to it لعظم خطرها وعظيم ضررها for the major or for the massive danger of it and the massive harm of it. فنسأل الله عز وجل أن يعصمنا وإياكم من الفتن وأن يجعلنا وإياكم من أهل الصلاح والتقوى. والله تعالى أعلم, وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.